We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys wrestling with districts coming up this week on Saturday. AHSTW certainly hasn't had high numbers this year, but they do have some quality wrestlers, no doubt about it, and they're going to try and send as many as they can to state. Joining us now is Coach Michael Baker. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your boys as you get ready for districts?
Oh, feeling pretty good. You had a few of them that are really starting to put some pieces together, and yeah, I expect a few of them to make a few deep runs into the state tournament this year.
Awesome. Well, as of late, I haven't seen Caden Baxter do much competition. What's his status? How is he feeling? Is he ready to go for districts?
Yeah, he's feeling good. You know, just some precautionary things, making sure he's good and ready to roll. He's been back in the room working hard and getting after it, so he's ready to roll.
What kind of injury or what kind of things has he been going through here as of late?
Oh, I won't put that out there. That's his business.
Okay. I understand that. So what has he focused on? What do you see as his competition and what he has to deal with at districts?
Caden Baxter's biggest competition in my mind, and getting him to believe it is another thing, is his himself. He's freak in nature when it comes to athletes. As long as he keeps his hands moving, stays in good position, and doesn't get sloppy, it's going to be hard for many people to compete with him.
And then Henry Lund is having a phenomenal season at 285, 40 wins so far on the season. I mean, he has had some big time tournaments. What have you liked about Henry and what his competition has been like, and how he's feeling going into districts?
With Henry, his adaptability has been huge. You know, he listens, he works hard. Getting him to actually take shots was a big fight, and now that he's doing it, I mean, he's beating on kids pretty regularly, that usually, you know, would be a little closer of a match. As long as he keeps moving on his offense too, he'll make a deep run. I mean, I think he's kind of I don't want to say a dark horse in the tournament, being, you know, he's still ranked and all, but I think he's a dark horse to make it pretty deep.
So who else there besides Caden and Henry are you looking forward to is going into districts to see some big things from?
Roman Scheffler's one. He's been working really hard. I expect him to come to districts and work really hard. He has a legitimate chance to make it out. He just has to believe in his offense as well. Drake Kiesel's there. Drake's starting to put some pieces together for being a young freshman at a, you know, upperclassman weight. He's starting to kind of put those things together to start moving forward. Hopefully Tucker Osbar comes back from injury here soon and he can come back. He's been a rock this year, going through it all. So he's a big piece of the team that we're missing right now. Hopefully we can get him back in the room today, after a concussion, and see how he rolls through the tournament this year.
And what do you make of the competition at Truro, at Interstate 35?
I think it's pretty tough. Honestly, it's been a while since I looked at all the teams there, but I know, you know, I-35's got a really good 75 pounder. There's a couple others there that are pretty solid. I don't think that it's one of the lightest districts out there. So definitely have our work cut out for us, but I think we're ready for it.
And what is going to be your message to the guys? I mean, here it is. It's right there in front of you. You got to get into the top two in your weight class in order to advance to the state tournament. Otherwise, this will be your last meet of the season. What's going to be your message to the guys to get them ready?
Biggest message I've been preaching all year is that you got to believe in it and you got to believe in yourself. Nobody's going to hand it to you. Nobody's going to roll over and, you know, just let you win. You have to take it and earn it at every step of the way. And I think a lot of them have taken that to heart. They're starting to really turn and practice pace up. They're starting to push the pace in the room, work really hard. And I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, you got to earn it. Nobody's just going to hand you anything. So, and you know, that works for wrestling, life, and anything. So they've been really going at it.
Well, you head to Interstate 35 this Saturday with the wrestling starting at 10 a.m., trying to get the boys to the state tournament. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck. Thanks so much.
All righty. Thank you.
That's Michael Baker, head coach for AHSTW Boys Wrestling here on KSOM.